I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. This month, Rwanda is commemorating the 1994 Tutsi genocide. They vowed never again. The focus since then has been rebuilding a nation out of the ashes of devastation. Today, there's hope. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley is on his way to Rwanda this week.
There's obviously still room for healing, and that's only a work that the Lord can do by the Spirit. But we're encouraged to see what God has done and many wonderful stories of reconciliation between people from different tribal backgrounds, family history, churches coming together.
Although his visit wasn't planned to coincide with the commemoration,
we are working with really a new generation of Christian entrepreneurs and business people that have a vision to be rebuilders of the nation.
Please pray for healing to continue and for believers to be effective witnesses. Meanwhile, J.P. Sundararajan with Audio Scripture Ministries recently got back from leading his first all-women's missions team to Bangalore, India. Many of the women were mothers with a heart for missions. The team gave digital audio Bibles to over 600 pastors in India. Another powerful part of the team's outreach was handing out ASM's wildlife storytellers.
These are our stuffed animals with the solar-powered digital storyteller that we give to kids who come from really traumatized backgrounds. And so we were able to minister in a couple of orphanages in South India. As you can imagine, when you have a group of moms, that was really both heartbreaking and a beautiful thing to watch these kids light up when they got God's word and also a little stuffed animal.
Learn more about ASM's ministry in India and how you can get involved at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that helps you share the gospel. Get yours free when you click the link at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.